A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus revealed himself to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. When we consider this gospel account of Jesus' apparition to the disciples, we remember that every encounter with Jesus begins with his invitation. It was Peter's idea to go fishing. Maybe he was frustrated and needed something familiar to do, something he knew he was good at. And then, when he and the other disciples are ready to give up, having caught nothing all night, they hear someone calling to them and asking them if they have caught anything. They answer no, and the person on the shore tells them to let their nets down again, and they catch an abundance of fish. It is John who recognizes Jesus and calls out, "It is the Lord." Their hearts must have been flooded with mixed emotions: the joy of having Jesus with them again, the discomfort they may have felt because they had abandoned him when he was persecuted, the excitement that came from knowing the catch of fish was his doing, as it was in the beginning of their relationship, perhaps some fear, since he was not quite the same as he was before his death. And now the added awe and wonder that had to come with the realization that Jesus was truly Lord, overcoming even death. And maybe the uncertainty that he would still have the same love for them that he had before his death. And Peter, who must have felt all these emotions, had such a desire to be with Jesus, to say what was in his heart, that he, aware that he had much to be embarrassed about, threw his clothes on and jumped into the water, not being able to wait for the boat to get there. And dare we try to imagine what Jesus' feelings were? Was he so full of joy that he could share his victory over death and thereby demonstrate the fulfillment of his promises. Was he eager to share their company again in such a human way by feeding them? Was he full of the desire to convince them that he loved them, no matter how unfaithful they had been, that he wanted to share their lives and even empower them to carry on his work, that he would entrust to them the great privilege of carrying on what he had begun? And no doubt he knew how they were feeling and wanted to reassure them of his love and friendship by serving and sharing breakfast with them. What better way to convince them? And what has this event got to do with you and me? How do we feel about God always taking the initiative to invite us into a deeper and deeper relationship with himself? What do we think about God's desire to not only share our lives, but to be the center of our lives? Can we really believe that, no matter how weak and limited we may be, God not only loves us, but even chooses us, chooses to use us to further his kingdom? That the Lord himself has stooped low to welcome us, to let us be called his friends, his beloved, and that he feeds us with himself. Perhaps we would find it a great occasion of grace to sit with this gospel account and imagine Jesus calling out to us, inviting us to come and share a meal with him, anticipating and desiring a deeper relationship with us. If we were sitting around that charcoal fire, what would we want to hear from Jesus? How would we want him to look at us? And what would we want to say to him and want him to know? Even if, like the disciples, words failed us.